Hey, Winston, what's going on?
It's the doors, they aren't closing.
Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And it's the final week in August, which means most importantly, it's time to talk about Fantasy League.
Okay, great. Except I think we're in September.
Fairly certain it's September.
I really just want to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy again. So it's the final week of August.
I'm fairly certain we did it. August podcast.
I think we did.
And
we didn't both you and I give Guardians of the Galaxy a 1?
Yeah, I gave it 0.1.
Yeah.
So yes, it's 5 weeks in September.
Time still moves linearly. Right? It's like a straight line.
Not in my world.
Well, listen.
My world, there's a circle. Mm-hmm. Time is a flat circle.
A flat circle.
Okay, I was going to help him. I'm not going to do it anymore.
How much of this will be the final recording? I don't know.
I'm going to write on flat circle so that I do not forget it. And add it to fake stories.
Add it to the t-shirt list. The mm-hmm. list of things you put on the t-shirts. Yep. When we finally start selling merch.
No, I'm going to wait until you have children.
And just hand them.
And I'm going to... How old are you, little Timmy?
Here's that shirt. Won't be named Tim.
Here's a shirt. Ask your father what it means.
Daddy, what's a fake story? It's a story that's made up but real at the same time. And thinks it's real, but it's really fake.
There's a time in my life. A dark time that I don't like.
I don't understand why both of you are acting as if, mm-hmm. you know, Andrew will have matured and realized the error in his ways and, you know, be trying to kind of
Douglas, you have
explain
to
it to
Douglas.
His child. What will happen
there
is,
to be
is his child will go to him and say, Daddy, what's fake stories? And he'll be like, oh yeah, that's, you know,
right.
the thing.
Like
as
I'm not,
if right. it's a normal thing.
Just have teachers writing super F on the
board. Oh yes, oh yes.
So, okay, guys.
English teachers.
The month
panicking.
Of September.
Oh, right.
Right, the month of September.
Next month is October. Hashtag October. I need to get that changed once and for all.
Just
October doesn't make any sense, Douglas. I've said it time and time again. October.
So, should it then also be February?
No.
Martember.
It is September.
Martember.
November. December. Where's October?
But there's January.
Right. February.
March. So then what yeah. you're saying is March should be Marchuary.
No, Douglas.
Mortuary. Mortuary, the month of the dead. That's yeah. so we should change. Essentially,
March
we should take Halloween
mm-hmm.
and put it into March
so
because it is Marchuary.
But then all of that breaks apart when you get to April and May and June. And July and up like the first 8 months, with the exception of January and February, there's continuity, and then it's just scattershot nonsense.
Contemporaneity.
But then, then right, the world got its shit together and went September, October, November. No one went.
Wait, oh, hold on.
October
hold
should
on.
Be in there.
No, hold on, Damien. Are you
September,
trying to explain
October,
to me? Are you
November,
saying to me,
and December?
Are you saying
December.
To me that you think that...
Is it a typo?
That,
I think
hold on,
it's a typo
hold
in history.
On. I, no, no. I'm going somewhere
else.
So are you saying that you think
mm-hmm.
that we named the months like as they came up? So
yeah.
like one day we said, today is January. And then 30 days later, they're like, we haven't named this one yet. February?
I think a great man once made up all the names of the months. And then some dipshit translated and saw October and wrote garbage. Now we have October.
So it's like the Virgin Mary. Where it's a different... I don't know. I watched Snatch the other day. And so that story was in there. And I like Snatch. Snatch is awesome.
What does that have to do with October?
It's nothing.
Absolutely.
They
nothing.
Said that, that
there's
that
no way
there
can
is a tiny
two.
There mm-hmm. is a tiny difference mm-hmm. in the Hebrew. I think it's Hebrew mm-hmm. Words for virgin and young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so the young girl Mary.
That's the introduction. Yes, story. I haven't watched that for a long while.
Yeah. was translated as the Virgin Mary. And they say, you know, it's a common mistake to make, but
so,
it created
Damon,
a religion.
So, Damien, I know that you're obsessed with this typo issue, but before we get to that,
yes.
There was the month of September.
Yes, there was the month of September.
And it was before the month of October.
Was before the month of October.
Hashtag October.
So this month, as the
change.org October.
Guys, the most important thing to remember, looking at the numbers this month, was that for a good solid 3 weeks, Guardians of the Galaxy still took over the box office. So the numbers are low to me.
But it made like $13 for those 3 weeks. Nothing else.
So out of our movies.
Mm-hmm.
So far this month, two of the films we're going to discuss came out yesterday in the US and haven't really given their full weekend debut yet, their full weekend box office numbers yet. But in last, my pick of September, The Box Trolls has managed almost $5 million on a Friday.
I remember 30 days ago, I went, The Box Trolls won't make any money. And someone with their clear riding on a high of Guardians of the Galaxy said, fuck you, David. Box Trolls for life. But I saw the trailer. And apparently I was the only person that did because no one else. $5 million. A kid's movie that made fun. Do you know how horrible? That is abysmal.
You mean Trainee Dragon horrible?
Remember, it's Madden season.
The next movie on the list going up also had it came out yesterday. Denzel Washington's The Equalizer hit up with $12.5 million on Friday.
Already more than The Box Trolls.
Douglas's This Is Where I Leave You has so far grossed almost $18 million.
Yep.
A week and a half in.
Nope.
Also, Douglas's A Walk Among the Tombstones is nearing 18 million a week and a half in.
Yeah, that was bad.
And the winner for the month of September mm-hmm. is Damien's young adult movie, The Maze Runner, which has managed over 45 million to this point.
How many stars do you think we'll give that movie? Because none of us have watched this, I imagine. Has it come out in Jamaica?
Yes, it's all right now. We can go and watch it.
I guess we'll probably need to watch it.
I am dreading actually watching this movie. Because I saw those thrillers.
Yeah.
They look bad.
They look horrendous.
Like, Divergent came out and I went, I'm not watching this. And
I actually watched Divergent because after it made so much money, I decided to watch it as research for next year. To be like, will I be willing to sit through this again in a sequel that they're obviously going to make? No, not willing. It is just the worst.
I saw my sister watching it. I'm going to put in quotations. Now, while we like to multitask while watching movies that we don't like, my sister will sit intently and watch all types of nonsense. So when you see my sister actively doing something else while a movie that she's watching is on, you know that movie is terrible. And she was having it looked real bad. And I can only imagine that The Maze Runner won't be much better. But my friends at Box Office Mojo have it Going up against Ender's Game.
Your other
younger banger.
Actually, I wasn't.
I actually enjoyed this game though, despite the whole world telling me that I'm wrong. Because I don't see that happening. It looks poor, but the Equalizer.
Of
course, they have. The Equalizer looks like a Denzel movie.
Yeah, it does.
So I think I should.
Yeah, you should.
I think that would give me some amount of enjoyment.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I can watch both of them. I can watch the shitty one first, and then
which one? Forget the shitty one.
Are you getting hints yet?
Yeah, yeah. The Maze Runner.
Feeling it?
I can't feel it. But Denzel isn't it?
So
I like Flight.
So let's get into this.
I actually watched the first like maybe half hour of that movie and liked what I saw.
Yeah. If only I had friends that I could watch movies with.
Yeah. No.
Like people on a podcast.
You don't need that sentence. Is kind of a little bit long. You should have said, if only I have friends.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm referring on Steam.
I'm going to delete Steam. Right now, it's not happening. Thanks for reminding me.
So, let's move on the list. No one's seen the Box Trolls because that isn't out here yet.
And no one is going to see the Box Trolls.
I'm going to totally watch the Box Trolls. The Equalizer, next on the list. Douglas and I went and watched this movie. Douglas, I know you don't like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell Damien how much you actually don't like this movie?
Actually, this movie was great. Uh-huh. I give it a 3 so that Damien can watch it and hate it. Because if I give it what I want to give it, he's going to watch it and say to me, just out of fucking spite, that Douglas, that movie wasn't as bad as you sold it. But no, to be honest, that movie's a fucking 1.
Wow.
I did not like that movie at all. To be fair to this movie, I was tired before I went in.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
But I fucking fell asleep in this movie. Like, I watched the first half or the first section before intermission, and I got through that. I don't know how I got through it because, my word, was it bad. And then I think for the last, say, 15 to 20 minutes, I was just loopy. I was just in and out. The movie was, it was just poor. It is ungood. it's just boring.
Wow.
It's the first half of the movie is just over. It's a repetitive
thing.
When does
it become Taken?
I don't think it
does. That's what the trailer said.
I know that's what the trailer said.
Then when does it become Taken?
I was definitely looking forward
Douglas
to
answer
a 2
the question.
Or a 3. I don't know when it becomes Taken.
Douglas, and your Andrew, when does it become Taken?
Approximately 20 minutes in.
No. No. No.
Alright, so I disagree with Douglas. I actually really like this movie. I mean, the thing about it is that if I put it on a scale, it's not Taken. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite Taken level how much I love,
but it's better than Taken 2.
It's way better than Taken 2.
Alright, so it's not a 0. And it's not 5.
The thing this movie has going for it.
Yeah, wait for Taken 3, by the way.
God, these guys are killing me. The Liam Neeson renaissance just keeps going.
Liam Neeson.
And we'll talk more about the Liam Neeson's in our
Of race. Course we will.
But the thing about this movie is that between Denzel being Denzel, which, as you know, is more than enough to make a movie enjoyable. Because he made Flight more than trash to me. But I actually kind of, like, I know exactly which movie this movie felt like the most to me. But it wasn't quite as, I didn't like it quite as much as that movie. And that's Jack Reacher. Right? I adore...
You like Jack Reacher more than this?
I like Jack Reacher more than this. I adore Jack Reacher. Right? And I feel that it's mainly for the writing that makes it better than The Equalizer. Damien is worried now.
I'm extremely worried.
You don't like Jack Reacher?
Dog, that movie's terrible. Look, guys, I like Tom Cruise.
I love how it's clear, right? The three of us what all movie? Need to have a role. Somebody needs to love a movie, somebody needs to hate a movie, and somebody needs to be in between. Because Andrew loves Jack Reacher, Damien hates Jack Reacher. I'm like, Jack Reacher's okay. No, I hate Denzel Washington's, what's it called?
The Equalizer.
Andrew loves The Equalizer. You're going to watch it and you're like, it's alright. We're like the Three Bears. You know what? We need to change this podcast to the Three Bears podcast. That's what we are.
We're going to change the name.
And we need to find Golden.
There's a lot of ourselves to the wrong community.
There's a lot of ourselves to Three Bears. It might be a bigger community.
They'd be like,
a more specialized community.
I keep hearing about those bears in Jamaica.
What do you need to do? You need to go to New Kingston. There's like a gully there. They cleaned it out a couple days ago. And just ask for the three bears when they get there. It should be fine. Douglas, Jack Reacher isn't.
It's, as I say,
all right. You know, it is not on fire, right? It is not Taken 2.
Oh,
right? It is not Taken 2.
It's so fun.
It's alright. I won't give it a hardcore.
And,
yes,
and what I love about that movie, and that's one of the things Equalizer doesn't do well, is that movie is tight. Right? It never feels wasteful at any point.
Oh,
right?
How wasteful was Denzel?
Equalizer is around 30 minutes too long. There are some slow-mo scenes in that movie where, like, you know when you have a slow-mo motion, like, there's and there actually is this, there's an explosion in the movie, and he's walking away coolly and awesome because he's Denzel. And they have the slow-mo going. Like, when that happens in a movie, you'll get, like, 5 seconds, right? This is around 20 seconds on slow-mo, and it cuts, like, you see him walking, cuts to a shoe, where you see things hitting the shoe, cuts to his shoulder,
cuts into more slow-mo.
All of it is slow-mo.
This movie spent a half an hour focusing in on this Russian guy flexing his muscles. That's all it was. And then they went upside down, and he did some sort of porn move where the tattoos, like, they moved on his...
And I really loved the bad guy in this movie. I thought he was actually the perfect cartoon bad guy.
To be fair, I know who that is. He's actually... I'm not sure if he
Which British TV show
I'm not sure if he is British, but he's in a bunch of it British. No, he's... The big British TV show that I know him from... Well, it's not big. Was... what the hell was in it? I never actually finished it. But Littlefinger was in it as well. It was a British remake of a Spanish TV show.
Of course it was.
Falcao or something like that.
His name is Martin Koskas. I don't know.
He generally has a Russian accent, so I think
he's
he
from New Zealand.
He's New Zealand? Wow.
He's from New Zealand.
Wow.
And that's Douglas, in case you didn't know, The Equalizer was originally a British TV show from the 80s. The Equalizer in...
In the 80s?
Yeah.
Who would be big in the 80s?
Michael
Caine. Remember the role
Michael
is
Caine?
A... Remember the role is an older gentleman, a CIA retiree.
Michael Caine?
No, it's not Michael Caine. It is Edward Woodard, who you might not know by name, but if you remember the movie Hot Fuzz, there was a gentleman who was doing the neighborhood watch.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's the one with all the cameras?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. The Equalizer. I liked it.
What kind of a series was it? How many episodes? Are we talking about a real TV series that I would care about? Or are we talking about a mini series where I will want to watch this?
It went from 85 to 89.
That doesn't mean anything.
It has 4 seasons.
How many episodes?
12.
Exactly. If it is 12, it's worth it. If it
is 40, the first season,
50,
the first season had 22 episodes.
All right, fuck that. It is a procedural.
Pretend like your shows aren't procedural.
Oh, they are, but they are so much more. In my mind, at least.
So yes, The Equalizer is
an Equalizer.
Near, but not as good as Jack Reacher for me. And I liked it. I'm giving it a 3. I enjoyed it.
Right. Near to Jack Reacher.
Damon is just like stepping away. He's
very worried.
I think what I like about this, Douglas, is that Damon has seen the least of his movies of all of us so far in this game so far this year. We can spend the rest of the year frightening him about all of the movies he has left to watch, just to see which ones he ends up watching.
I don't like this game anymore. I'm going to call the commission.
So moving up the list, this is where I leave you. None of us have seen. Yeah. We're planning to go tomorrow to go and watch it.
About what time?
5 o'clock, I'm guessing we can do.
Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden it is not possible.
Because we don't have work on Sunday.
Oh, no, Sunday. God, I keep thinking tomorrow is Monday. Never mind.
Or would you prefer we go... Well, no, that movie is only at 5 o'clock. That's kind of why we're going tomorrow instead.
Yeah, yeah. No, I thought that tomorrow is Monday.
Oh.
No, scratch that.
The next up the list is the Liam Neeson's. Because Douglas was saddened that Nonstop made money and he let that one slide. Yep.
And I watched it subsequently and fucking loved that movie.
So A Walk Among the Tombstones, Douglas, is your movie?
Love it, not because it's a good movie.
Okay.
Love it because it's a Liam Neeson movie.
All right. I can accept that.
We sat down and we watched that movie together and we spent most of it just making jokes.
Yeah. Okay. If it is that excuse to make Liam Neeson jokes,
yeah,
then fine.
That is, like...
I'll accept that.
I explained this to Douglas, right? Something about movies and how I watch movies, right? When I go to the movies and I'm forced to embrace movie-going etiquette, right? Where I have to be quiet, I have to... calmly enjoy the movie.
I mean, you don't have to. Right? This is your
movie. Most people don't adhere to it anyways.
Not in this country, they don't.
Like, I will be more active in my processing of the movie. And things like Nonstop would annoy me and I would hate that movie. But when I watch a movie at home like that, I am all out just joking. If the movie asks for it, right? If I sit down to watch a Spike Jonze movie, I'm going to be like, that's interesting.
I'm Spike Jonze.
Can't do it. You can't not do it, right?
I cannot help myself.
Anyways, Douglas, Scott Frank directed A Walk Among the Tombstones.
I don't like how you highlight the director's name like there's something you're going to get me for later on. Like, you know, it feels like, you know, when you watch the police shows and they're in an interrogation and they ask him a question and it's clearly significant but the other person the person being asked doesn't realize it until like
you feel like end of
the, exactly the end of the interview when they're like, oh, but you said this and this doesn't tie back with it, and then all of a sudden your story just goes away. Like, that's what I feel what Andrew's about to do to me.
Where Saul Goodman when you need
it? Okay, so this movie I actually really liked. The Liam Neeson's was, as usual, the Liam Neeson's. He did crazy things. And, you know, I think it was the right mixture of Liam Neeson foolishness and actually a pretty solid and decent movie that, you know, I would give this movie a 3. Like, there were certain things, you know, things like how the camera moved and the way that they, especially in the early part of the movie, the way that they... kind of presented what was happening, that it wasn't like anything revolutionary, it wasn't extremely spectacular, but there was just something out of the ordinary about this movie from the get-go. And, you know, I won't give it a 4, it's not fantastic, it's not, you know, jaw-dropping, but it was still a solid effort.
It is good Neeson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd go even further. I'm still behind it at 3. But in praise-wise, this movie is actually really good. I didn't expect it to be this good.
Yeah, those trailers look generic.
Yeah, they do. Like,
they look generic.
Like, let me explain to you how much I think this movie did well. I almost would get ready to start comparing this to some of David Fincher's movies. Right? The way he plays with the detective genre in this movie, I kind of adore it. They do it kind of openly. They reference Sam Spade and Philip Marlowe repeatedly in this movie. And like,
by the way, that sidekick thing was kind of fun.
I loved it. And actually, I did some reading, which is why I mentioned the name Scott Frank.
Uh-huh.
Scott Frank, he's only directed one other movie called The Lookout, which
I hated.
People love. I still
that's
haven't
the
seen
one
it
with
Joseph Gordon-Levitt
before he got real big.
You didn't like that one?
Yeah,
and
I did not like
he has worked second unit for David Fincher for a lot of Fincher's movies, which makes a lot of sense as to why I got that feeling from this movie. Like, it felt like not as good, like, story wise,
but writer.
Visually and like idea wise, like almost to the levels of Seven and The Game, where the way they play with it, I love it. it had that dark, brooding detective feel that you love from these movies. Like, we noticed the guy from True Detective was in it.
The Yellow King
is in this movie as a character.
He's in the trailer, and for some reason in the trailer I didn't even realize, but as the movie went, I'm like, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it feels very, like, I wouldn't feel badly about recommending those two, like, in tandem to put them together. Like, someone comes to me and is like, I liked True Detective. I'm like, have you seen Tombstones? Go and check that out. It's not perfect. It has its flaws, of course, because it's Liam Neeson. It's, like, it doesn't go the full mile that we want these kind of things to do. But it's a 3. I really enjoyed it.
Damon, what do you think?
I think I'll tell you more when I watch it with friends. I'm going to find friends somewhere. That's what I'm going to do.
They're on Steam, even.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
And of course, as I mentioned, The Maze Runner is out, but none of us have seen that.
Right.
I went to watch Harry Potter and Some Girl.
Oh, yeah, What If?
You saw What If? Yeah. What did you think of that movie?
I liked that movie a lot. I was surprised by how good that movie was. I thought it was going to be like just a shitty rom-com. But it's clever, and so I enjoy it. Like, most of the things are the same. Like, the trappings of the rom-com.
Yeah.
But it's... The writing is funny. And those two play... Like, all of the casting is fun in that movie.
Continues to push the Adam Driver love.
Yeah, Adam Driver was great in that movie. That movie was alright.
Who is Adam Driver?
He's the friend.
Tacos!
The tall friend.
Okay.
But
he was in Girls.
Yes, that's where everyone found him out.
But, like, I love Zoe Kazan. She's awesome.
Found out about him. God damn it, my brain.
Okay. And Damien, I don't know, that movie is alright. Like, the same thing I said to Andrew when we left that movie was, that's the type of movie where if I catch it on TV, I'll watch it a couple times, but it's not, I didn't take to it the way I took to, for example, what was the latest, Chef. Oh, I've taken to Chef.
Well, then we're the complete the Three Bears thing is...
As I said to people, it is okay at best.
And that's what I feel about What If.
In the indie rom-com fight of the summer, I'm going to give it to Begin Again over What If.
Which one's Begin Again again?
Ruffalo doing music.
Oh yeah, I really like that movie. I don't know why
I'm not saying they're very. I don't think the difference is huge.
Yeah.
But I'm going to hand it to Begin Again by
You know what it is too. And I wonder if a second watch will solve me of this. And by the way, we have to talk about some second watches today. I put it in my phone to remind me. But I approach both those movies differently. Begin Again, I like Ruffalo, but I really don't. I've never been a big fan of Knightley.
Yeah.
And so I approach that one with, this movie can't be good.
As opposed to watching Harry Potter and Zoe Kazan.
Well, I don't care about Harry Potter, but I love Zoe Kazan. And so I approach that with, this movie has to be awesome. And so, you know, I kind of got the opposite effect when I came out. So I wonder what would happen if I watched them.
So, like, you guys enjoy the manic pixie dream girl nonsense.
Yeah, I guess.
And I've always found it to be...
aggravating.
And this is one of the few times, and I think it is mainly because of the writing. I enjoyed how the two of them essentially spoke to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the thing with them being friends and friendly, I enjoyed that part of it. Like, the rest of the movie is paint by numbers. But they focus so heavily on those two and, like, the weird things that they enjoy. And and then that is put right along what's his name? Adam Driver?
Yeah.
Right. His relationship, which is, like, the worst thing that has ever happened to humanity. And so just watching...
The apocalypse.
Right.
That's what they said. It's the apocalypse.
Right. Just watching... You just get to watch... what is clearly the worst relationship of all time. and you get to listen to someone that you shouldn't listen to in a million, billion years give actual advice to this guy. He's like, I shouldn't listen to these idiots. And so it is. I like how the movie flowed. It was just fun.
Yeah. My favorite moment in that movie, well, it's actually two moments in that movie. One is the first time we meet Rafe Spall, and he does that shifting conversation where he's like, business, business, business. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to fuck her, right?
You're right.
And also when they have the conversation about I'm the asshole, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So also one thing that was quite off-putting was, thank you for mentioning him, Rafe Spall. So I know Rafe Spall, mm-hmm. because guess what? He's from the land of the Brits.
Yes. He's an Andy.
He's an Andy, which I had forgotten about. But I always associated him, probably because this show was so great, at least in my mind, and it kind of, you know, imprinted itself upon me. But he played a character in The Shadow Line, or The Shadow Law, as you would like to call it. And that guy is fucking crazy, right? He also doesn't look as big as he looks in this movie. It may just be that Harry Potter's a small-ass dude, but he looks real tall in this movie. In the other things I've seen him in, he looks like he's tiny, right? And he looks like he's one of those, you know, the tiny, crazy guy who you just...
Yeah, I've seen him in like, other things. Like, and recognize him from other things.
Yeah, and
until they pointed it out. Yeah.
And for me to see guy. That, exactly, for me to see that, now I'm just like, wait, this guy's... And he's such a... Except for that that scene where he's like, no, listen here, Harry Potter. Don't you dare even... Because I've got a knife and I'll cut off your fucking dick. Like, you know? But outside of that, which was played very well. That was the Rafe Spall that I know. But every other time he was like, I'm the great boyfriend. I am like... Yeah. And that was strange to me.
The thing that kind of weirded me out about the movie is that it took me like 3/4 of the movie to figure out where in God's name these people were in terms of geography, because none of it makes sense. All these people speak slightly different.
Hardly enough, it took me 2 seconds.
Well, I think they actually said it in like the first few scenes.
I don't recognize any of these accents. They're from all over the place. And
did I recognize anywhere? I mean, I've only been there once, but I don't think I recognize
anywhere. But Douglas wants to talk about rewatches.
Yes, okay. I do.
Douglas saw something.
I did.
That's impossible. Douglas, did you get fired yet?
Are you allowed to watch movies at your job?
What's happening?
This is funny. Okay, so I made a prediction a long while back.
Right.
I watched a movie and I said, okay, I like it right now, but I want to watch it again because I have some concerns. This movie is a summer movie and it involves spider webs being shot all over the place. It is called The Amazing Spider-Man Part 2. I watched this movie again and realized what I knew I would realize. That movie is fucking horrible. It's
dumb.
It is just...
real dumb.
Real dumb.
It is real dumb.
But not in a good way.
I enjoy a lot of this movie.
Like, I still really appreciate... I really appreciate Peter Parker. Andrew Garfield is just... When he's on, he's on.
And I appreciate his girlfriend.
I appreciate his girlfriend when she's lip-syncing with Jimmy Fallon. I don't know how much I appreciate his girlfriend in this movie. But beyond Andrew Garfield, I don't know if I appreciate much else. And please remember, there was a rhinoceros.
Right at the... Like far... For a frame of animation.
It was so it's so real, egregious it's that it bad. Just
right. So let me say again what I said at the start, because I've seen this movie again and looked at the score and went, yeah. But every time I watch it, the same thing, like when the movie is, until the movie ends, and then I think back at what I just seen, I go, oh, wait, none of this is right. It has, I don't like using this because people will misconstrue what I'm saying. It has the Airborne effect. Where while watching that movie, the part of my brain that goes, Damon, this is probably the worst movie of all time, shuts off, and I just watch. It's essentially me looking at shiny objects until the movie's over, and then I have time to go, wait a second.
You mean you're like someone finally accessing repressed memories?
Right. From like all of the action scenes in this movie, like despite the fact that like all the bad guys are poorly developed, despite the fact that none of the movie makes a lick of sense, the movie is action and then Peter Parker doing something. The only part of the movie, the reason this movie is in that four, is there's a section of the movie when he's talking to the guy that becomes the Goblin eventually. And I did not enjoy any of that. All of that was boring as shit. But when it is him and Mary Jane, I think her name, what is her name?
No, she's
Gwen Stacy. Gwen Stacy. When it is him and Gwen Stacy.
Said, it's funny, I almost said Gwen Stefani.
You're a child of the 90s.
Yes, I am.
I'd make a bad joke there, but I'm better than that. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it.
When it is him and Shenanigans and him and Gwen Stacy. Oh my God, you idiot.
I know exactly what you're saying.
I have no doubt you're going to continue doing this.
I'd like everyone to know that I have nothing to do with this tomfoolery.
Listen. This is just bananas. So just stop it.
Yeah.
Are we done? All right.
That's a wonderful ending point, guys.
We are all in. When it is the action scenes, they've in a vacuum, are cool to watch. It is essentially the Matrix Reloading and Revelations thing all over again, where I essentially just pretend the architect portions of the Matrix didn't happen, because I just hit forward whenever the parts that I don't care about is, I just press skip. So I don't want to watch any of that.
So what you're saying then?
The action part of the movie you're saying is then, a 4, but there's a movie wrapped around it, which is why I have to subtract a point.
Okay.
So, and that is how I get back to 3.
I am on the verge of giving this movie a 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I will give it the benefit of the doubt and hand it a 2. And I guarantee you that if for some reason I watch this movie again, which I doubt will happen, but it could, there is going to be some downward pressure on that grade.
I'm not going to argue with you for giving this movie whatever script. Yeah. Because a part of me is very much aware that this ain't great. But
Andrew, what's your score?
I skip past all of this.
Okay.
I just go, like, action.
You guys action, don't realize, action, shenanigans, if it wasn't action. If it wasn't for movies like Ride Along, which clearly defines what a 1 is.
Yeah.
Right? Spider-Man. Jesus Christ. And in my mind, I kind of almost equate these movies at this point. But there are a couple of gleaming lights from that movie that I enjoy.
Mm-hmm, the action.
Right? It's not the action for the most part. The
action is so awesome. All of it. Even when the web turns into a hand, all of that shit is awesome. The movie don't make, like, this is a good movie to watch on mute. It's perfect for this.
It's a movie that you'd watch if you want to run up the light bill and you want to make the people outside door feel that you're alone at home. Right? You don't want burglars to come in, so you play something on the TV so they feel like there are people in the house.
And then leave the house.
Wait, sorry. Someone is there. Who would think that people are in the house because they hear Spider-Man crawling on buildings and
they assume and people exploding. Are watching the TV, so yeah. right? Yeah. So they're like, oh, someone
no one,
in the house.
I no one would leave from. This shitty movie on and then leave the house. Some jackass is watching this again.
But right along, they come in because they know that that person is a
sleep. Yeah, yeah, no one. This is that. We've seen this trick before. No one watches this. All this trick in the book.
Anything else you guys want to mention? Like catch ups or.
Alright, I have some catch ups.
I have Jaws theme music here.
Oh my god. You are. Alright. I finally saw the movie What Beat How to Train a Dragon. I saw the street that helped. I saw I didn't see 22 Jump Street, I saw 23 Jump Street.
24 Jump Street. 48 Jump Street.
Jump Street Resurrection.
The Seth Rogen years. Where there were contract disputes.
It's so dumb.
It's so good. It's so perfect.
So dumb.
The cube, Damien.
Oh
it's
my.
It's like a cube of ice.
No, that. Listen to me. There is
Damon,
a point.
Damien, we have been growing up for this movie to exist, right? This is the perfect for you and
there
I.
There is a
who
point
have been
where,
in the world of Abzos.
Where Ice Cube redeemed himself with this one movie. All the years of me watching shitty
you're
Ice Cube
nonsense.
Make
jokes of
Ice Cube. I will respect Ice Cube forever. There's a scene where there is a whatever they call that thing in college where the parents come.
Yup,
the
parents do.
Yep. And so Ice good. Cube goes to the food counter and asks for some peas and then flips the food.
But no,
this
is the best one.
This is so like for anyone seen those get ruined.
Yeah,
is it weird that scene when that happened, it took me a full minute to 2 minutes to realize Queen Latifah was the lady. Because I was staring too intently at Ice Cube and laughing like friggin'.
No.
Notice
but what was the best was the scene after where there's no dialogue. Mm-hmm. It's just Channing Tatum just running around because he realizes what has happened.
This movie is fucking incredible. Right? Like,
I trust the Phil Lord.
Dave Franco is, I mean, he's unbelievable. Oh, those two prisoners. I want a movie with just
Robert
Dave Franco. I don't want that prison movie. I want to watch that.
So are you ready for 27 Jump Street and 58 Jump Street? Are you ready for medical school?
That movie is spectacular. No,
so
there,
it's like a 2?
There is... That movie's like a 12.
Damien has given me 1, 2, 3, 5, 4.
Yeah.
So.
Andreas picked some.
I'm not talking about my own ratings of my movies.
Yeah.
I think I've given myself only 4 of those.
How many have I given you? Enough?
You've given me 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, wow.
No. I gave one of Douglas's movies a 4.
Oh, no.
X-Men Days of Future
come
Past.
On.
There's what another movie, though. What is the Transformers?
Okay.
And an Age of Extinction. Now, what I will say to Douglas is, I have 2 more movies. I have 2 more hours of this garbage to look at.
Oh.
I made it an hour in. And hit the record so hard. So, just furious. Almost kicking over my TV.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I warn you?
Douglas, for this movie to earn a 3 at this point, it would literally, like when I press play again, it would have to change into a different movie. It would have to become, it would have to essentially cut there and then become a different movie on your list. But holy shit, Andrew.
I've seen a theater for 3 hours.
Andrew, holy shit, that movie is terrible. My boy works a scientist. What? God, Douglas, no. No, what? Fair is fair.
I have not made it
in. I have not seen. Maybe. When I hit play, it is just fire breathing Transformer robots versus things from space for the rest of that movie. Like, Michael Bay has always been good at making action scenes look incredible. It is clear that he does not give. He gives zero fucks about this movie at this point. Even the actions, the one barely action scene that is in the first hour of this movie, and I'll put action in quotations.
You mean where Optimus goes, whoop,
fucking terrible. Douglas, I'm going to call the commissioner on you. This is... I am not going to allow this to continue like this, Douglas. Right? This is bullshit. Oh my god.
I just changed my number to a 2 things.
Oh my god. Damn it.
Damien, let me ask you a question. Oh, let me ask you a question. Which one is more egregious? What you've seen for the first hour of Transformers or the parts that you slept in Jack Reacher?
Dog. Listen to...
I mean, Jack Ryan. God damn it.
Jack Ryan?
You know what? You know what you think about Jack Reacher. You think it's Jack Ryan coming. Jack Ryan is boring. Right? It is not aggravating. Transformers is... I feel like that movie is testing my resolve.
Imagine being trapped in a theater.
I think it is what waterboarding feels like. I think my eyes are being waterboarded by Transformers. It is... Like, we said that we were going to ban the use of, like, Ninja Turtles for the rest of this thing. If anyone picks Transformers again, I'm going to shoot them in the face. We won't need to have them in the thing anymore. Oh, God. No, Douglas, no. Douglas? Douglas, absolutely not. I am not playing this game with you at all. And I think you're a bad person. And I think you're going to go to hell for what you've done to me.
And he deserves to die, right?
Oh, my God, it's so bad. For the last couple of years, I've spoken against the Muppets. I've come out strongly against Muppets and Muppets culture.
You are a man, not a Muppet.
I'd like to say not much has changed.
Oh, damn it.
There's no active disdain for this movie. I think it is okay. I can see where people would enjoy it. I'd have preferred less singing.
Of course you would.
I forgot about that.
I have a musical in December.
But Tina Fey, Damien. Tina Fey.
So
Tina Fey. One. No, it's a two. It's a, like, unlike the first one, I'd actually watch this again because there's more shenanigans in it. The first one was too
exactly,
earnest.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was too something earnest in,
like,
the first.
As much as,
and that's what I loved about the first one.
But the first one is
this one is
this one. The first one, one I was forcing myself to like it. You know that way.
This one is jokes.
This one was missing this all
one,
of the earnest.
This one was so it just went. It just flew by. You know.
Like,
and I just loved
it. You know all these people, and you know. What you know them from other funny things.
I'll give you.
So we're going to put all of them in this and have them be ridiculous.
I'll give you when Ray Liotta and Machete showed up. Like,
like for no reason, right? Alright.
Can I tell you, and it's the dumbest thing, I was in the trailer, so I don't know why, but the badge fight was the greatest. It was just dumb fun.
Oh, yeah. Giant black.
This is my travel version.
Mm-hmm. You just look at you.
I like this. This is real dumb.
So you sure this is like a 3?
The next time I watch it, I'll tell you. Okay. I could be talked into a 3 for this. Yeah.
It's
like
absolutely
it.
A 4 for me. It and is, I think Andre gave it like a 1 or something.
I gave it a 2.
Like
I gave it a 2.
It's
once again, right along as defined 1. Right?
Mm-mm.
Is there anything else I've given a 1? Mm-hmm. Jack Ryan and that awkward moment. So basically all of January, I
January.
I
can't even call it. Things That Are Ones.
For Damien.
Dog.
Monuments Men. Million Ways to Die.
Million Ways. I sat down and watched that movie again.
Why?
Just bear with me. It was not my own doing. Of course, people come over and there are people who in the house who genuinely like Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
Love Family Guy. And of course, they love Ted, but that has nothing to do with Family Guy. That's just funny. And so they're like, yeah, I wanted to see this. I'm like, you do not want to see this. And I had to sit in a house while people laugh at a movie where there's no jokes. Right? And then left my house going, I like that movie. And it was, while they were laughing, I was kind of glad that Jamaica has decent gun ownership laws. Because I'd have shot them in the, like, they were laughing at essentially nothing. That movie is, if you think that movie is bad, when you watch it by yourself and go, this is terrible. Imagine watching it while having people laugh at things that you, like, they aren't even close. It's not even funny adjacent.
I'll one up that. Imagine being in a theater where no one is laughing.
No, Andrew, at least everyone is on the same page that it is not funny. Everyone goes, that isn't funny. I'm just going to sit here and stare at this blankly until credits. When there's people hysterically laughing at sheep jokes. Word? Sheep jokes? And laughing whenever Sarah Silverman says naughty words.
Which is new. I've never heard that before.
What is... Just staring at the people and staring at the screen like... This can't be the same movie.
The other day, I rewatched School of Rock. I didn't remember that Sarah Silverman was in it. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, it was shocking to me to see a movie in which Sarah Silverman didn't curse. Because it's a PG-13, whatever the fuck it is, movie for mm-hmm. children.
I don't have a problem with Sarah Silverman. I think she's funny.
I do.
The problem is, this movie is...
Actually, another thing with her I saw the other day. I've been watching old episodes of the Jon Favreau TV show, the Dinner for Five show, which he put them all up on YouTube for everyone to enjoy. So go and check that out if you're interested. And there was an episode with Sarah Silverman where she was telling a story about people calling her a racist. And it was because she wanted to get out of jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And people told her one way to do it is sound racist. And you'll mm-hmm. get out of it because they'll say you're racist and mm-hmm. you don't deserve to be on jury duty. So she sent in a note saying, I love chinks. And people just took that and went and just laughing at that joke.
That's pretty cool. I think that's pretty much it. Everything else.
So what you're saying is you upgraded that movie to a 2? How to Train.
A Million Ways to Die.
If it were possible, Douglas. Alright, here what? I will give Muppets a 4.
Okay.
If I can give A Million Ways 0.
Well, okay. I think
we're bargaining now.
Yeah, we're bargaining now.
I'm okay with this. I can start bargaining now.
I think I'm fine with that, except I'd like you to not do it for the Muppets. I'd like you to do it for a different movie.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I will give...
How about we do it for Transformers? So you give Transformers a 4, and then you can give A Million Ways to Die.
I'll give Lucy a 4 if you let me give Transformers a 0.
I will give...
No, not Lucy. Lucy, no. No. That would have to be... I love it. We've turned this game into Monopoly. Yeah, it's great.
That's not terrible. Before I give Transformers a 4, I will delete this document. I will hack Google. If it means I have to shoot Eric Smith in order to get this document and delete it, I'll do that before. Douglas, although, in fairness, I've not seen the final two-thirds of that movie.
Which you think could be better, right?
Anything is possible. Right? I didn't think it was possible for it to be this bad.
There are dragons. There are dinosaurs.
There must be something in there.
Damien, when you feel the urge coming, right? When you start watching this movie again and you start to feel it, I'd like you to just call me. I'll be happy to come over and press the stop button because I know you mentally won't be able to get up. Right, it would have beaten your brain into such a position that retardation might be an actual thing that happens.
When watching a movie makes me angry, angry at myself. But, oh God, well, we'll find out.
So anyways.
Mm-hmm. We shall find.
Otherwise, in the Fantasy League business, there are two announcements related to the goings-on of movies and blah. Douglas's The Interview, the movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen, has been shifted from October to December. It will be a Christmas Day release instead of October 10th. Also, his substitute,
Sofa.
The Loft, has been scrubbed
from
the release schedule, which gives Douglas the ability to draft a new substitute if he so desires.
What would your substitute be, Douglas Robinson? Just so you know, you have Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. You can substitute in the chef.
No.
I'm joking, I'm sure. Don't worry. Mockingjay, Big Hero, and Penguins will. November will set everything straight. It'll be good. Especially since Andrew Robinson has Dumb and Dumber and Fury. Which are two stellar picks. I like that you've decided
to give up.
To bet. You're like, all right, once October is over,
I'm done.
I am fucked. I have to win this shit as when summer is over because I done fucked up all the picks. Your lineup for the next 3 months, Andrew Robinson, is, how can I put this into words? Andrew will understand. Abysmal. That is, you picked shitty movies to end this year. It's not looking great.
We didn't think 22 Jump Street would do as good as it did. We didn't think We didn't think Guardians of the Galaxy would do as good as it did.
Nope, that's where you're wrong. We
didn't think Budapest Hotel would do as good as it did.
Again, wrong.
Right.
That's true. Anyway, so I'm picking a substitute, right?
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just go with Kingsman. I'm sure I like that movie. I'm sure it will make $0. And I'm sure it won't come up for me anyway.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the...
Have you seen the trailers for Exodus?
No, I have not.
I saw it.
Any good? No. It is Ridley Scott, right? That's Ridley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sea Bale.
Kingsman. Is that right? Is that?
It's. Pickable? I think Kingsman might be. It's not pickable. I thought you said that nobody had taken that one already.
It is currently scheduled for February 2015.
Oh, did that get pushed? I guess it got pushed. Okay.
I was afraid of Douglas for this.
Yep, as of September 24th. You shouldn't have been. As of September 24th.
I mean, I have some strong contenders coming up, but I don't know if it will take me over.
Right, but you're so far back at this point.
Exactly.
But the problem. Me and Damien going
Except.
The Hobbit.
Except not anymore. Your September through December is pathetic.
you're banking on Interstellar and Hobbit. Those are your two movies for the rest of the year. Everything else is going to be mediocre to bad, mm-hmm. money-wise.
Horrible Bosses will make me a lot of money.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Okay.
Dracula so, Untold could.
Has anybody got gotten, money. Has anybody received or picked Dumb and Dumber?
Yes, I have that.
Okay.
The Andrews have it.
I don't know what the hell I'm going to pick. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm looking at an old spreadsheet.
Douglas has Hunger, Big Hero, Penguins.
Night so, alright, let me read out the rest of the year wide okay. releases that are open.
Oh, thank you.
Right. October. Annabelle.
Okay.
Left Behind. Addicted. The Judge. The Best of Me.
The Judge.
John Wick. Laggies. Ouija. November. Wait, no, this is still October. Before I Go to Sleep. November.
November.
Beyond the Lights. That's it in November. December, The Pyramid.
Mm-hmm. Once you see
Unbroken.
Remind me of October. Oh, it's in October again? You have Annie.
I have Annie.
Oh, why don't you have it?
I have it as a substitute.
Yeah.
October wide releases. I'm only listing wide releases.
Yeah.
Annabelle.
Annabelle, that's what I was thinking of. I'll take that one.
Alright.
Yeah.
Hunger Games will make 4. Big Hero can make 3.
Yeah.
Penguins can make
2. Money, but I don't know.
Museum could make 2. Douglas would catch all of us.
I could, but it's gonna have to be
and
like
most
hit after hit
let's
after
remember
hit.
Remember the 80% rule.
Yeah, exactly.
So just to get it going. Douglas has picked up Annabelle as a new substitute. And for the month coming, the month of October,
yes. The
movies in question are as follows. Douglas only has one film in contest, which is Book of Life, the animated film.
Good luck with it.
the children's horror fantasy movie.
There was no trailer in January.
I like how we can use this excuse for a lot of movies at this point.
I don't know what
to do. I have 2 movies in contest. I have Gone Girl.
I want to watch a movie so much.
And Nightcrawler.
And it's actually coming out
that
next week.
Movie so much.
Gone Girl is actually coming out here next week Wednesday, so they say.
It's still care. They've done that many times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course we're going to bring this out.
Never.
Gone Girl and Nightcrawler. And Damien has 3 in contest. Paranormal Activity 5, which I know he'll never watch.
Listen.
Dracula Untold.
Paranormal, if you make enough money, I'll watch you. And I'll set aside my hatred.
Have you watched the Dracula Untold trailer, Damien?
Yes.
It looks so bad.
Yeah, but I had to pick something.
And Birdman.
Birdman!
I'm actually disappointed that that has absolutely nothing to do with cartoons.
Does it have anything to do with cash money?
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Wobble it.
So yeah, next month, guys. Next month, guys. It's 3 versus 2 versus 1.
Mm-hmm.
I think the 3 won't make enough money to come against. I don't know. It looks weird because Nightcrawler, I don't think, will make more than 30 tops. Like, even if.
Yeah.
Right? Gone Girl, I hope.
I
hope can do 100.
It's possible, but I don't
right?
think so.
Minimal idea.
Yeah.
Book of Life, I'm uncertain.
Yeah, that's up in the air because
short.
it could always just go by the kids' movie rule, right?
Mm.
Which is everybody wants to go to the kids' movie.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
And it is in Halloween.
Yeah, you know, so it's a themed movie, so it works. But I don't know, those trailers are a little bit weak for
Paranormal Activity money has only been decreasing as they go along. Like it's still making enough because they make it for dirt cheap, anyways. Dracula Untold, I don't believe we've met that much.
Yeah, I don't
and Birdman is limited to begin with. So
yeah, Birdman's not.
Right, so we're not really.
Yeah, that's Birdman is our point.
Yeah,
that's very.
Yeah.
Right.
That trailer looks incredible.
Yes, it does.
And from what I've heard, it supposedly, I'm sure there's going to be some magic, or maybe I've just heard absolutely wrong, but supposedly this movie is mainly just like one long sequence.
It makes it feel at least.
It's supposed to be like one long uncut scene, essentially.
The one movie that I'm kind of sad I didn't know about to pick when we did the redraft, John Wick. When I saw that trailer for John Wick,
I don't know.
I'm like, that movie looks like the perfect movie.
That movie looks dumb. You know what that movie looks like? It looks like, what was it called? 41 Ronin. 47 Ronin. His movie last year, mm-hmm. without magic. Mm-hmm. That's what that movie looks like.
He has lots of guns. And he does revenge.
Yeah, and I'm not saying I won't enjoy that, because there's something about Neo. There's something about...
When he's ready, does he have to dodge bullets?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No.
He won't have to.
Right.
Because he'll be shooting him faster.
What Matrix did he watch?
I don't know, but not the Matrix I saw.
You're a bad
person. I'm talking about John Wick.
You go away. Yeah.
All right.